Holding Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. You're in the middle of the three questions of Divrei Chochma that they ask. So the next shaila was on top again, that Shnei Mitzrayim, what's going to be if you have two people that are Mitzrayas, and then they became Torah, so they have to bring Karbonis. And there are three Karbonis to be brought, the Karbon Eilah, Karbon Shlomim, and the Karbon Chattis. Shnei were Karbon Eseim. So all six animals got mixed up, Zeh B'Zeh. What happened was, so far, the Korah of Karbonis Shel Echem Hem, a Kohanim brought a set of three Karbonis, one of them they brought. And so one of the two was Yotzah. Now both would still be alive, the Yetzer is the Kohen to bring the next three. And in Mike's like a tonight, whoever is the owner, the Korban is for his owner. What happened where it was, Umeis Echem Hem, the second Mitzorah died. So the question is, Hasheni, like the second Mitzorah, the one that's alive right now, Matei Allah, what can we do for him? Loch of a mitzvah is, unless he brings his karbonis, he can't eat kachim anymore, even though he goes to the mikvah. Now, this mitzvah that's alive, we can't really bring his karbonis, because we have to be afraid, it's a suffix. Maybe his karbonis were brought already, and these karbonis alive is from the one that died, and the loch is a chatish shemesa balez lemisa. So he can't bring the karbonis. But either gisa, he's not for sure yotzevich. It could be the karbonis that were brought were the other ones. Was the one that died, it was his karbonis. And the karbonis that are alive right now belong to this person that's alive. So he does not have karbonis brought for him, so what should we do for this person? That was the question. So Amalehen, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Chinan answered back and said, Amalehen, Kaisav Nechosel Lacherim. The answer is like this, let him write away all his properties to somebody else. And if that be Ani, and now this Mitzor will become an Ani. And Allah is, or maybe Chatesayf, Halacha is, if a mitzvah is poor, and then for his korban chattis he could bring a bird. Halacha is like this, a mitzvah has to bring a chattis and an oilo. Now those two, if you're poor, you can bring oifis. But he also has to bring a korban oshem. An oshem has to be a behema. But so far the question was that the chattis cannot be brought min asafik. So a chattis behema, either yevadim choyiv or you can't bring the schulim lazara. So therefore the answer is, let this mitzvah now become a poor person. And now that he's poor, now his chattis he can bring this for a knife. And the halacha is, habo ala safik, that a chattis slave, that's halacha, could be brought even though it's a safik. Even though you only have a doubt if you're mechuyiv, but a knife could be brought min a safik. Therefore this mitzvah now could bring his chattis slave min a safik. If he's mechuyiv, it's a chattis, if it's not, it's tam. So that's how we can be yotzis kabonis. So he brings a chattis and a noshim this way. The question is though, I have weak oshim, but the korban oshim that you have to bring, that cannot be brought for a knife. That even though you're poor, you have to bring a behema. And the other meaning is, an oshim can't be brought on a tanai. Either you have adam or you can't bring it. So again, this mitzvah can't have a korban oshim brought for him. So Mora says, on my shmuel answer, the case of here is, kisha korba shamai. The Torah, now he already brought his oshim. Like before the other mitzvah died, both Hashemas were brought already. So if it's not a problem of bringing an Oshim, it's only a problem of bringing a Chattis and an Eila. So the question was, the Korban Chattis can be brought on a Safik. So the answer is, let him become an Oni, and then he can bring a Korban Eila, a Korban Eif, for a Chattis. Omer Hashet HaShesh said, the Chura, Gavra Rabbi Kishmul Lameki Aymils, is it true that Shmuel, such a great person, would give such an answer like this? Like, is this the right answer? The Chura command, who does Shmuel go like? Ik Rabbi Yehudi, if you go according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, the Yom heals like this, Oshem Kava. Like we said, a Mitzvah has to bring three Kabonis, an Oshem, a Chattis, and an Oila. Now it's a question, at which one of these three Kabonis do we make his status, like if he's an Osher or an Oni? So Rabbi Yehudi Shita is, the way he is, B'shas, he brings his Korban Oshem, that's what's Kaveh, his other Kabonis. If he's an usher at that time, so the chattis has to be a behema. So if you tell me here that he already brought his usher, he was an usher at that time. So how could Shmuel say, let him become an oni now? Still, his chattis has to be an usher. Because if Yehuda holds, usher kava. And therefore, the chivon, the kovel, the usher, the ashiris. Since you're telling me the case is Shmuel said that he already brought his korban usher, he was rich at that time. Le motzi maisi chattis bedalis. Then he can't bring any more his chattis b'toras and life, because it goes how you are, b'shasti brought you Roshim. The Tanan, we learn like this, Mitzora shevi korban oni, a Mitzora that was first brought a korban oni. Vashir, then it became rich. Or the opposite. Well, a Yosher, first he brought one carbon as an Osher, as rich, and then one of them became poor. So Allah reads, HaKol Holach HaKachatis. Tibur Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says it depends how he is B'Shas he brought his carbon Chatis. If he was poor then, so then he could bring it a knife, and who had in the oil also could be brought for a knife. Tibur Rabbi Shimon. Everything goes blessed how he is B'Shas he brought the Chatis. If he was rich then, so the oil also has to be a behemoth. If he was poor then, he could bring the oil for a knife also. For Rabbi Yehuda, I know HaKol Holach HaKachatis. It depends how you were B'Shas he brought your carbon Oshim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer Kol Holach Achat Tziporim. It depends how he is. B'shas he brings us two birds. The Tziporim, that's brought way at the beginning. As soon as you become Torah first, you have to bring two birds, two chayis, tyros, that the Kohen was metari himself with it. And then for 7 days later, then he would take hek, and then he would bring the other three kabbonis. So Rabbi Lezer also depends how he is. B'shas he brings these first two birds. If he's poor then, so it's kavei, his kabbonis are anonis. If he's rich then, his kavei, his kabbonis are like an usher. So Manashach, if Shmuel goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't make sense. Because you tell me now, Shmuel said he already brought his korban usher, and he was a rich then. So even though he becomes poor now, his chatas has to be a behemoth, not a knife. Elamai v'ikram Shmuel, he goes according to Rabbi Shimon, the yom that he holds chatas kavo. That was totally how he is b'shas the chatas. So you want to tell me, if so, according to Rabbi Shimon, Afagad l'kori yoshim. According to Rabbi Shimon then Shmuel would not have to answer the case here that he already brought us korban yoshim. Because Rabbi Shimon holds, Nesi Acher. According to Rabbi Shimon, you could bring a korban yoshim min asofik. The Shamin and Rabbi Shimon, we hear that Rabbi Shimon's words are, he holds the Yomar, Laisi v'lisni. Rabbi Shimon holds a person could bring even a korban yoshim min asofik. It's only a korban chatis, a behemoth that cannot be brought min asofin, but a korban oshim could be. The Tani we learn like this. Other Rabbi Shimon says lemochros this type of a mitzvah maybe ashamai velugi mai. Let him bring his korban oshim with a lug. Here is the case: a person's a suffix whether he had tumis mitzvah or not. So his answer is let him bring his korban with the lug shemen. Or ma'amidah b'shanikna, we take this mitzvah and let him stand in the gate where the regular mitzvah stands, the shanikna. Or ma'amidah, we'll make it tonight, b'yemitzah like this. In mitzvah, if the person really had tumis mitzvah on him, so very good, his korban oshim is bringing right now is a korban oshim for the mitzvah, and the luk shemen is the luk shemen that a mitzvah is supposed to bring. But v'yim lav, let's say this person never had tumis mitzvah on him, then the tanai is oshim zeh yisham in the davar. This korban oshim should be a shalmin adava, because the zrika sadam is the same type of a zrika, both by a korban oshim and by a shalmin adava. They're both lamato and shnayim shem arba. Now the yosi oshim, according to Rabbi Shimon, this korban oshim when it's brought is brought the chumra both ways, the teres oshim and the teres shlamim, and therefore yosi oshim is toyin shchitosai b'tzofen. It shchita has to be done on the north side as the chumra of the korban oshim. As the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Shchita has to be done on Tzofon, not on the Dorm side, like the Korban Shlomim could have been. But also, the Toyin Matonis Buna, as an Oshim, you have to put the Shemen on the thumbs of the Mitzvah. But also, as the Chum of Shlomim, Usmicha, he has to make a Smicha on the Korban. On the Sachem, he also has to bring a Mincha, like a Shlomim needs a Mincha. Utanufa, you also have to lift up him and the Kayin, the Chazov Ishaik, you have to lift up the Chazov Ishaik. And the Nechal Lezichre Kuna, you have to go to Chumra as if it's a Korban Oshim, a Kodesh Kedoshim, only a Kayin a Zachar Kuna can eat it, only a Kayin, only the Zachar. And also, as the Chumra from Oshim is Liyan Galal, only one day in its night, not 2 days, like a Korban Shlomim. So you have to be Machmir both ways. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. But the Gemara says, Lo Hoyd Lechachom, the Chom did not agree with Rabbi Shimon to Rabbi Shimon. Why? What a chum said is not necessary to bring a tanai. But they should maybe kachim lebeis apsul, because according to the chumim, what you're doing now is you bring in this animal lebeis apsul, because really maybe it's a shlomim. As a shlomim can eat it for 2 days. Now you'd be mach, but tell him you can only eat it for 1 day. So they hold that's not a good answer to bring an oshim on a tanai as a din shlomim, because on a tanai it's a shlomim, you're allowed to eat it for 2 days. And what's going to be if left it over 1 day and 1 night, you're going to have to burn it. And really, maybe it's a shlomim. So that's called you bringing the base of psul. It's no good. And the Mar says, though, like so, chutz akash and shmul. Who's he hold like? If shmul holds like Rabbi Yehuda, then since the oshim was brought already, he can bring a chatis adal. And if he holds like Reb Shimon, so he can make a Tanai altogether. Similar to this, Shmuel Taka Sablo Reb Shimon, Taka holds like Reb Shimon B'choda. That it's totally how you are B'shash to bring a Korban Chattis, not how you are B'shash to bring a Korban Oshim. But upon Leb B'choda, Shmuel Lagas on Reb Shimon holds, you cannot bring an Oshim on a Tanai. So therefore Shmuel says the case here was that this Mitzorah brought his Korban Oshim before the other one died. And now the only question is, how could he bring his Chattis? So now the answer is, let him be an Oni, Bishas, he brings the Chattis, then that's the Lachi, he could bring a Chattis, but there is an Oni, but there is the birds, and therefore a Chattis life could be brought min HaSofik. That's why Shmuel Dafki said, this is the Eitzah Yemetayer, he's Mitzorim. Then it says what, they asked that Shlesha Divri Hagodah, he asked three questions on Hagodah, Stam, that Kosta, he asked questions like this, Kosta Dechrem, one Pasuk says, Kiloi Echpat Tomoise Meis, Hashem does not like when even a Rosha dies, like, or Kosta Dechrem, another Pasuk says, Ki Chovas Hashem Lamisim, Hashem wants to kill them, so what's his theory? So the answer of Chanina was, of Chananya was, that can be Yosin Tshuva, can be Shana Yosin Tshuva, if they do Tshuva, Hashem wants them to stay alive, or even if they will do Tshuva, but Hashem knows that they will not do Tshuva, then he wants them to die. Kosta Dechrem, one Pasuk says, Kosta Dechrem, Ki Lo Yisa Parim, Hashem does not take, take Sheikhat, Likach doesn't take bribe, he's not Yisa Parim, doesn't turn, show favors to them. To call yourself. Another pasuk says no, that Yisa Hashem ponim velechem, that Hashem does show special favor to Jews. And the Gemara can koydim gzadin before the gzadin, then Yisa ponim Hashem shows favor to call Yisrael. But can liach gzadin, once there's a gzadin already, then Hashem does not change it, unless your mamas do true b'shleima. Another pasuk says kivoch Hashem b'tziyimash, Hashem chose Yerushalayim, chose Tziyon. Because of the Chorban, another pasuk says, "Ki alafiv yachamosi hoist yirazois leminayem eshabon oisa adayem azem." That Hashem was angry with Yerushalayim. Ki alafiv yachamosi, upon my anger and my wrath was the city built. From the time it was first built, the Chorban Stira. So Moshe says he answers and said, "Kan kaidim shenos Shlaim as bas paroi." Before Shlaim Melech married bas paro, then Hashem liked Zion, liked Yerushalayim. But Kan Liyachat Shinosa Shlomo's Bas Paroi. After Shlomo married Bas Paroi, that's when Hashem got angry, and that's what's called Kiyafi Yachamosi. Then it was Shlosha Divrei Boros. Stam, three questions, Stam, they asked. Divrei Boros, Stam questions. Ishto Shalait. Lot's wife, when she died, she turned into a statue of salt. Maosha Tatama, does she have Tumas Mesonat? Omalehem, so he said back to them, Mace Metama, only a mace, like flesh has Tumas Mace on it. Vienitz of Melech Metama. But about that she has the Tumas Mace, since she turned into a statue of salt, that's no Tumas Mace. Another question, yes, was, Ben Shunamis, this was the son that Elio was Mechaya Mesim, or Elisha. There's no way that Elisha was Mechaya Mesim. So he asked the question, Maosh Yitama. Does this kid now, does he have Tumas Mesa on him? He was dead, he had Tumas Mesa. And then Elisha was Mechai Mesa and brought him alive again. Does he still have Tumas Mesa now? That's the question the Anshel Alexandria asked Reb Lezer. Omlan, he said back to him, Mesa Metama, no, only a Mesa has Tumas Mesa. V'yein Chai Metama. But the Chai now, since he's alive right now, he has no Tumas Mesa. Third question he asked was, Mesa Liosalovi. He saw the Mesa, when they get up at Kisa Mesa, when they get up, the pshat was they're all dead until then, they had Tumas Mace. Now they get up, so when they get up, do they still have Tumas Mace on them? That in order to become Tor, the last of Hazor, the third day and the seventh day from the Mechatis, or maybe no, maybe Tchisa Mace alone will be Matarin them. So Amram Ablazi answered back and said, when we get up, then we'll see Nachkim Lem, then we'll understand, then we'll know. As if to say, like, there's no difference right now. He said, like, when they get up, Rashi said, Nesiyash B'davar, when they get up, then we'll think into this. Ikadiyami's son said, he answered back like this, that, like, Shiyoba Moshe Rabbeinu Imoyim, that when Moshe Rabbeinu gets up with them, he'll tell them what to do. And then it says, Shloisha Divre Derechetz, they asked him three questions about Derechetz. First, they asked him was, Mayas Odin V'yachim, what should a person do to become smart, become a Talmud Chacham? So Amalehem, so first Reb Lezer said back, Yarba b'yeshiva, let them sit and learn a lot, let them be in yeshiva, sit down and learn. V'yamayit b'scherin, don't do too much business. Amrus, so they answered back and said, Harba was a Cain, a lot of people try this. But still, it didn't help for them. They still did not become Talmidei Chachamim. Ella, he answered back like this. A second thing you need also is, Yevakshu Rachamim Mimisha Chokhma Shalai. You have to daven to Hashem that Hashem should give you Siyata D'Shemaya to be able to learn. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Ki Hashem Yitin Chokhma Piv Dasu Tfuna. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives Chokhma. Hashem is the Malam Torah. So you have to daven to Hashem. Hashem should teach us the Torah. Tony Rebbe Chiya B'Chiya learned like this. Moshe is an example like Lamelech, boss of Adam, you have a king. Shasa Sudya Avad, we made a big party for all his servants. Or Mishagam Yoyavav, the master of fun to his special friends, he gave what's in front of him when it's in front of a king. So here also, Hashem like gives Chokhma to the people that daven to him. The special people that Hashem love, Hashem gives them from his portion, from his Torah. Samara says, my Kumash, what's the Chiddush over here? That the Ho, Baloi Ho, Lesagi, one without the other does not help. Now, in order to become a Talmid Chacham, you have to do these two things. You have to talk and be Marba B'Yeshiva. You have to sit and learn a lot. But that alone is not enough. You also have to sit and daven to Hashem. And also, just to daven is not enough. You have to sit and learn. You have to do both. That Ho, Baloi Ho, one without the other is not enough. Second question was, Mayas Adam Yisash, what should a person who will become rich? So Amalem Reb Lezi answered back and said, Yam Reb Ischaira, let them do business. Let them do a lot of business. So the sign, the Gror takes this out of the Gemara. The Gror says not to be Gerus this. Because the Gror Shita was, if a person has B'tochen in Hashem, he doesn't have to do any Yishtadlis. You don't have to work. The Gror held, if you have complete B'tochen in Hashem, you'll manage without even Yishtadlis. So here the Gemara says not, here the Gemara says, he told him, no, if you want to be rich, like you have to be Mar Reb Ischaira. Therefore, the Gemara takes this out. But the Gemara says, according to him, just for Yisim Yitim Emunah, whatever you do, do it with trustworthy. Any business or any transactions you do, loud dafka business, but any type of things you do, do it the Emunah. Omru Lois, they said back to Reb Lezer, Harbu also came, a lot of people did this, either a lot of business or a lot of the Emunah, but La'ilu, they didn't become rich because of that. Eli said back to Menachnam, you need another ingredient also. Eli Yavakesh Rachmim Misha Oisha Shaloi. You have to also daven to Hashem that He's the one that owns all the money. Shinem and the Pasuk says, Liyah Kesav, Liyah Zov, that the Kesav and the Zov belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we have to daven to Hashem also. So again, the Gemara says, my Kamash, what's your Chiddush over here? Again, that the whole below you, Allah Sagi, one without the other does not work. You have to have both. You have to daven to Hashem and also be Mishtado to get the money. Then the third question was, Mayasu Adam V'yi Eloi Vonim Zchorim. What should a person do to have boys? All Malansi said back to them, Yisi Isha Genes Loi. Marry an Isha that's befitting for you, that's fit for you. And therefore also, V'yikatapet of Ayin Aleph, V'yikadish Atzma B'shas Tashmis, V'shash live with your wife, do it, V'kdusha Rashi says, B'tznias, V'mischuzeh, you'll have boys. Almost, they still said back, Harbu Oskan, a lot of people did like this. But still, B'lo Ilu, it did not help. They didn't have boys, they had girls. And again, the answer is, Yevakesh Rachmim Misha Bonim Shalai, you have to daven to Hashem, the one who gives us the children. Shneimet says, Hine Nachles Hashem Bonim. That's the Nachles Hashem, is to have boys, you have to daven to Hashem. Schar Priya Betn, that's the reward for the Priya of the stomach. So Mer says, my commission wants to Chiddush over here again, Tehor B'loi Hol Esagi, one without the other is not enough. That you have to marry a good wife, and have Tashmish B'tznius, and also daven to Hashem, then you be Zeichah B'bonim. Now the Gemara says, what does the Pasuk mean? Mais cha priya betin, mean the reward for the priya betin. So I'm a Rav Choma bar Chanina, that this cha for the reward, shema shoyin atzman be betin, that if the man, when he stays on top of his wife, he stays on top of a stomach like, kedesha tazriya ishto tchila. He does not let his zera first, but he just has koyach to wait until she's first mazras. She like first lets ovaries, let the eggs. And then he lets out his zera. So in that tchar, noisun HaKadosh Baruch Hu tchar priya bet, Hashem will give you to have a bonim. And that's why always more said, that the isha is mazras tchila, then there'll be a zocher. And if the man was mazras tchila, then there'll be an ikeva. So the tchar that they were able to hold themselves back and wait for the wife first to be mazras, the tchar that's called tchar priya bet, and will have a bonim. Then the Mishnah says, Beishama Yom Hashemai, says the Mishnah, that any isha that dies, so we have to be knowing as if she was a nida before she died. And the begodim have to be a toivel in the mikvah. Samara says, my time of the Resham, what's the reason of Resham? Why do we say that any Isha that died, like before she died, she was a Nida? In any, if you want to tell me Mishum, the Siddur Pesach says, Vateschal kol ha-malka, that the Malka became green-like or scared, afraid, and with Ashin, the Yomara Malamit, she appears a Nida, that she became a Nida. See, whenever she becomes scared, that makes her become a Nida. So, Achinam also, before an Isha dies, Aga bi susa, the malacha de musa, shouldn't she get scared, afraid from the malacha modus, is chazi, that causes the sidam. So that's what Meshami says, every Isha, before she dies, she has a denider on her. So Mor says, no, the opposite. For your nantanan, we learn to swear just the opposite. Shecharod, the miselekas is a damim. That if an Isha gets scared, frightened, that takes away her dam. And we learned before, Nisha, even though she has a vest kavua, and she doesn't make a bika, she's tamei, but if she was in the hiding place, afraid from the goyim, even though the vest came, she doesn't become tamei. Because when she's frightened, it takes away the dam. So how could you tell me, when she gets frightened, it causes the tzidam? So Moshe says, lola kasha, pachta tzomis. If she gets pachta, afraid, that's tzomis, that like hardens the blood, it doesn't come out. She's afraid of the goyim, she's hiding from them in the war, so that holds back the dam. But the susa, if she gets like a fright, like we call frightened for 1 second, somebody is rasa behilas pissing, if suddenly somebody scares you, that's marapa, that causes the dam light to become soft, that the dam does come out. So here when she sees the malacha mother, that strikes her right away, for that second, that could cause her to see dam. So most of that's from Beshamay, if so, El Hod, if not, that we learned. Beshamay says, Kol ha-noshim, all men are the same Malach Roso, Mesim Zavim, that when they die, every man is considered like a Tumma Zav before he died. Beshil lo imino, ain't Zav, ala misha Mes Zav. Beshil says, no, only if the man Mamash had Zav before he died, but some man doesn't have Tumma Zav. So why? Even if you want to tell me by a man, when he sees the Malach HaMavah, that makes him see Zav, but the Chorik Rekam, we should see the passage that says, Mipsarai v'lei machmas ainsay, that by a man, he only has tumas Zav, if it comes out by itself, not machmas and ainis. So if the Malach HaMavah would cause him to see Zav, that would not make him tamei. So what's Pshan Beishamai that he says, that every man before he dies also has tumas Zav on him. So Moshe Nechnami, Abadah Soni Yedim B'di Rabbanan, El around the time of the Mishnah, Mishnah's reason now Mishnah is like this. Could have timed it like we learned. But we shine at the beginning, Hoyamat Vilim Kalim Agabi Nidus Mesis. That only if an Isha died, and right before she died, she was a Nida. So again, when she was a Nida, all her clothing became Tamei. So even though you take off her clothing before she dies, those clothing had to go to the mikvah. So at the beginning, there used to only be Tavol, the clothing of an Isha that was a Nida before she died. But for you need those chayis, the ladies that were alive, they were nidos, misbaishas, they used to get embarrassed, as if they said they're doing something because she was a nida, it's like embarrassing to hear about a nida. So therefore, skinu chon minatakono, she umatvil magabi kol anoshim. No, any isha when she dies with the rabbonu, we consider as if she was a nida before, not to be mevayish, but mekvodim shonidas. So even though she wasn't a nida, still there's a din you have to be tevil or kalim. So therefore, the Ishas that are Nidus alive will not become embarrassed. Like you're not doing special for Nida to make the ones alive embarrassed. Yes, that's why they made this takona. Every Isha that dies has a din as if she was Nida, that we have to be table of Kalim, so she should not be nikkur whether she was Nida or not. Yeah, they call this on Nidus Chayis. The same thing. But we shouldn't at the beginning, or you might vilum nagabe zovin. Mason, only if a man died with the Tumazav, then they were table as Kalim. If so, boy, Yizav and Chayim is Baishan, the people that were alive, they were Zav, they came embarrassed. So, Skinner, the man at Takono, Shiyu Matvil Magabi Kolonoshim, that any man that dies has a Tumma Zav on him. If they clothe him, Shazav and Chayim, Bisham covered out the Zav, they're still alive. So, therefore, it's a Takonim of the Rabbanim, Bisham, he holds, that any person that dies, or any Isha that dies, they gave them the Tumma, so now we're not Mavchin, whether really had, if she really had Tumma's neither or not. So therefore, you will be mevayish the chayim. Here then the Mishnah says, "Vayisha shemesa v'yotzim emenu reviyaz dam." Hanisha died, and a reviyaz dam came out from her. So mitame mishum kesem. Still, we say the dam, even though it came out la'acha misa, and has tumas need to run the dam. And nafka mina is if you only have a little bit of that dam, if you carry it, you become tamei. Al dam of a mace. You need a revius of Adam. So here, but when the dam comes out of the Isha, we say, we'll soon see why, that dam has a loch of dam nida. And therefore, even a little bit of it is metamiyu. Or metame b'yoyel, but who would then, if you have a whole revius of it, then it has a loch of tumas meis, as metame b'yoyel. We have you, Daimon, know, ain't a metame mishum kesam. It's not tumas nida. Since the dam came out liacha misa, she's not a nida anymore. It doesn't have a din tumas nida, it only has tumas meis. Nifnei, shenekad mishum meisa. Because the first came out after she died. So therefore, if you have a revius of the dam together and you touch it, you become tamei. But less than that, you're not tamei. For the might of you, the Yehudi agrees, the Yesheva Sal Meshav, that's an Isha was sitting on the delivery table. She was about to deliver, or Mesa, she died on the delivery table. So the Yotze Mimenu, the revius dam came out, she metama mishum kes, and then we say that dam does have to nidir on it. Because then that dam was neka when she was still alive. Or Rav Yosef Yossi says, the thinking, if that's the smorot tag of the dam came out when she was alive, then ain't the matam b'yoyil? If so, then this revius dam doesn't have tumas ayil. Since you're telling me now the dam came out when it's still alive, so it's not dam hames? So it's not dam hames, it has no tumas ayil. It's only revius dam that comes out from a mace has tumas ayil. Here it's not from a mace, it doesn't have tumas ayil. So first the Gemara says, Mechla, what's Shana Tanakama? This dam first came out after she died. So why do we say the dam has tumas nidir on it? She can't become a nidir, she's dead already. So we say, Mechal, Tanakam is Sabam, Afagav, the Neker dam, Mishemesa, Metami, Mishem Kesam, how could that be? Like even though she's dead already, how could the dam come out have tumas nidir on it? So Mechal says, yes, Amarab Zeram, Mekor, Mekoyin, Metami, Yikub, Benayu. That since this dam was in the body when she was still alive, and it was in her womb, so Lachar is, the womb is Metama, the dam. So even though the dam comes out after she's dead, and the dam cannot be metamaha, but the dam itself has tumas nidir on it. So that's what the Tanakam holds. That since the dam goes through her makor, that makes the dam into an avatoma. So even if you only touch a drop of it, you become tamei. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Rabbi Yehuda holds the makor is not metamrit. That since the first came out, the achamisa does not have tumas kesem, it only has tumas meis of every revius on it. Again, it says a moed Rabbi Yehuda, who agrees though to what that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that she yosheva salam mishaber when she's in prayer, giving birth, then the dam is neke michayim. It's so mechal v'tanakamo aros mechal Rabbi Yehuda sabar v'yoyo nami metamei. So it's a kasha, why if the dam came out when she's still alive, so it's not called revius of dam of a mace. So how could Rabbi Yehuda hold the tumas oil? It's Rabbi Yehuda says there's no tumas oil. Mash Rabbi Yehuda holds there is a tumas oil. How could that be? So this is Rabbi Yehuda dam tfusa kibenayil. The nafkamina is the loch of dam tfusa. The Tanya would learn like this. That is el dam tfusa. What's the loch of this dam tfusa? This is dam that's only tumim mid rabbanon. Enachram imidi yiraisom. It's only if you have a revius of dam that came out after the person died from a mace of a revius dam comes out, then you have a tumas oil. But mid rabbanon though dam tfusa also has tumas oil on it. Now, what is considered dam tfusa? Zumor says, Pirish Reb Lezer Reb Yehuda. He learns like this, that Horik, the person that died, was killed. Sheyotzer menu dam, that he started to bleed to death like. Bein b'chaye, bein b'moysay. Some dam came out when he's still alive, and the rest of it came out when he was dead. Now, Sofik b'chaye v'yotzer, Sofik b'moysay yotzer. We have a Sofik, did the dam come out when he was alive? Or did the dam come out when he was dead? Sofik b'chayvu v'moysoi. You also have a Sofik, maybe he has come out when he was alive, he has come out when he was dead. Zal dam tfusa. This is called dam tfusa. So kids, anytime you have a doubt whether this dam came out lachamisa or kaidemisa, see, even though midirais attack is not dam, it's not a dam misa, it's not dam to metame b'yoyel, but midirabanam though it's tamay. Sashana Mishnah warrior of Yud holds that this dam, even though she was on the Mishaber, and some dam came out Mechayim, but since there's also suffered, the dam came out Lachamisam, therefore Midirabbanan has a Tumas Oil on it. The Chomram, the Chomram say no. Such a Sofik, if you have a Sofik, maybe the whole thing came out Mechayim, then well, it depends. Breshus Ayochit Sofik Tomei, even Midiraisa. And Breshus Rabban Sveikit Torah, like if you have a Sofik, whether the whole thing came out Mechayim, or the whole thing came out Lachamisam, it's like a Sofik, whether this is considered revius dam. And therefore the Chomram said it should be told where it is. Breshus Rabban Mitz Torah, Breshus Ayochit Tomei. So this is not the Tumah Midirabbanan. Ela rather a zeal dam tfusa. What's considered dam tfusa? That's tami yonim with rabbanin. It's like this to come hold. Horeg a person that was killed. She yotza men rabbi is dam. The chayiv of a meisai. And echnami, we know where rabbi is dam came out of him, and we know for sure some came out when he's still alive, and some came out lachemisa. For adayin le posak, and he did not stop dripping dam yet. And therefore, it's like this. Sofag ruba bechayiv. We have a doubt, maybe Rive of the Revias came out when he was alive, and only of Emiyat Bamais, only Emiyat came out after he died. Also, Safik Mutab, have the Safik, maybe though only Emiyat of it came out when he was alive, for Ruve Bamais, but most of the Revias Dam came out Lachamisa. So, Zeo Dam Tfusa. This is called Dam Tfusa, Song Tom with the Rabbanan. As Midi Raisa for short Torah, because Midi Raisa, we know for sure, there's no Safik, we know for sure, that a complete reverse of dam did not come out liyachem oisay. Therefore, midiraisa attack with tor. But kolponim midirabbanan though, if roiv would have come out liyachem oisay, then the rabbanan would make zera roiv otakuloi. And who would do now that we have a doubt? If roiv came out mechaim, roiv came out liyachem oisay. Also, midirabbanan has a din of tumitama. So that's why Yud holds in the Mishnah, even though she's yeshiv ala meshaber for sure. Some dam came out when she was still alive, but since there is the suffer that may be roiv or the revias came out liyachamisa, therefore that's a tumma midrabon tumasayil. Now Rabbi Yehuda says horug sheyotzim amen revias dam. Person that was dying and revias dam came out. Vayimuto b'mita, he was on a bed. V'edama metavtef lugumen, his blood was dripping down into a hole in the ground. So locher is tumay. Also that revias of dam on the floor has tumas mes on it. Because the teep of the drop of blood that came out of Shasi died, that's mixed up in it. So that's all succeeded dam tfusa. The chachom mitan chom say no, it's tor. In such a case where the dam was dripping down drop after drop, and the reason why the chom say it's tor, mifnei